dispel all your troubles and doubts. It's all right. Everything will be all right. Allow your mind to clear and let go of all the distressing thoughts. Allow the water to cleanse your body and mind. That's it. How are you feeling? Really? Well, I will have to try harder then, won't I? What's that? Oh, don't be silly. No, I'm not going to eat you. In fact, I have taken quite the liking to you. So no, I'm not going to eat you. My song? What about it? Why would it lure people to their deaths? Where did you ever get such a preposterous idea? Movies? Movies. Oh. Moving pictures. Oh. I'm not sure what a movie is, but I know of beautiful paintings and, photographs, but never heard of a movie. I can't even imagine what awful things they're showing you on those moving pictures, if that's what you think about it. But I can assure you, we do not eat people. And we have no intention of hurting anyone. Ever. Our songs are our way of sharing our joy with the world. They are meant to instill happiness into the souls of all living beings. I imagine that is why they are lured here. But make no mistake, they come of their own volition. Why they disappear? I couldn't tell you. Could be from a large number of things. But please, remember that I have no intention of hurting you. I sensed the sadness of your heart, and I simply wish to help you. Now, please, tell me everything. What troubles you so? I see. Disagreements with people you hold close in your life can often be the heaviest burdens to bear. I can't tell you how often my father and I disagree. Yes, he's so overprotective. He tries to stop me every time I express my wish to visit the surface. But if I have this ability to help others through my songs, then why shouldn't I fulfill my desire to do so? Right? But what I tell myself is, despite our differences in opinions, he cares for me and has my best interest at heart. And I'm sure it is similar for you. And if not, then I say this. Those that love you will always make time for you and make you their main priority. Simple as that. But I can feel there's still something. What else weighs upon your mind? Oh, I know what a job is. I learned enough about human culture to know that people perform tasks for different monetary benefits. Sirens do not have this issue, though, but we do have roles to fulfill within our societies. Therefore, I will say this. If you do what you love, then you never have to work, right? But would you rather spend the rest of your life miserable or happy? Without money, you would be miserable anyway. But are you sure that it's not something that your society wants you to believe? If my people can survive and be prosperous without your little coins and jewels, then anyone can. But from what I noticed, life gets so much easier when everyone is busy with something they enjoy doing. Yes, feels like time flies faster and life gets more meaningful, somehow. So why don't you try finding something that you truly enjoy? And do it. Find what you love and pursue it. I hope you can, though. That will make your life so much easier. I hope you do. Wise. Oh, you truly think so? Well, it only seems I have an answer to every question. But believe me, there are matters that even I don't have much power over. Some things you can't explain or take under control. Well, like, for example, the heartache. Oh, yes. That pain I know all too well. Yes? Why do you ask? Yes, of course. Of course sirens have partners. Why wouldn't we? Oh, what do you mean? Oh, goodness. Those movies of yours surely paint us as very unpleasant. I am familiar with that pain. Unfortunately, I had a lover of my own as well. Those were the blissful years. But my lover moved on, met another siren, said my voice was too dry. A dry voice. Underwater. Can you imagine? What an insult. I apologize. I don't mean to lose my temper. I guess not only my heart has been wounded, but my ego as well. That is why it still hurts so much. But when the choice is made, there is nothing we can do to turn it back or stop it. It's simply not in our power. And the most we can do is try to look forward to the future. But I truly believe if we choose to close our hearts, we will never see the light again. So, don't be too fast to deny this beautiful feeling and the importance of it. Take your time. After all, you have such a cute face. And I can sense kindness in your heart. I know there are people out there that care for you and love you. And there will be more in the future. I promise you that. Yes. How are you feeling, my dear? Better? Good. I'm truly relieved to hear that. What's that? What about it? Oh. You don't think my voice is dry? Well, thank you. Aww. Oh, my dear, you're quite the flatterer. But it can be that you truly think it is the most beautiful voice you have ever heard. And while I appreciate your compliment, I know I'm not the strongest voice among the sirens. There are some whose songs can reach out for miles and miles away. And my range is quite limited by comparison. But I'm truly glad that my song reached you. Yes. You wish to hear my song once more? Well, if my adoring fan demands more, I shall not disappoint. Right?
upon summer's morning, I carefully did stray down by the walls of Wapping, where I met a sailor there, conversing with a young lass who seemed to be in pain, saying, "Please, when you go, I fear you'll never return again. My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me for my jolly sailor boat. Come all you pretty fair maids, whoever you may be, who love a jolly sailor that plows a raging sea, while up aloft in storm from me his absence mourn, and firmly pray arrive the day is never more to roam. My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me on my jolly sailor boat.
When did I learn to sing? I'm not sure anyone ever taught me. It was just something I always could do. Don't you have anything like that? Something that you naturally picked up without being taught? Maybe that could help you solve your dilemma of finding your purpose. See, that is a good start, and a very beautiful goal to have. Very admirable. Yes, and I have faith that you will see it done, if you want to. Me? Well, aside from singing, I guess my other natural talent is swimming, obviously. Oh, so you're saying you think you could swim faster than me? Oh, really? Well, and I think that your swim team could never prepare you to outswim a siren. That confidence of yours, that's simply adorable. Well then, I guess we may just have to put that to the test then, won't we? See that huge stone over there? The first one who gets to touch it wins. My, your confidence truly intrigues me. All right then, what reward should we agree upon? Of course, it is a well-established fact that any competition ends in a reward for the winner. What I want is for you to come back to me as often as you want, whenever you want, and I will always appear before you. Your heart is strong and pure. It needs to beat strongly for the world, and if I can help you with that, then I will. I'd happily do that for you. Though, I must return soon now, before my father sends others to look for me. But I shall be here again tomorrow, if you choose to visit me. And if... Let's imagine that by some lucky chance, of course, you end up putting up a good fight. What's your wish is going to be then? That's not fair. I've told you mine already. Now tell me yours. Oh. Well, too bad your wit is not going to help you outswim a siren. Oh, yes. You know what? You can keep your secret wish all you want. Because I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Anyway. Oh, I will. Now, ready?